To retreat almost always brings us restoration and new energy for carrying on with daily tasks and for treating ourselves and loved ones better. Women from around 32 churches near and far have been experiencing this lift of strength and joy going on their 8th year. Even though it's been necessary to cancel this year's Women of Faith retreat, it's important to recognize what the organizers give to this community each year and to be reminded what we have to look forward to again in better weather.
In 2010, the pastor brought this idea to Mary Atherton, which is the head deaconess at our church, and she was thinking about it, and she's for years has gone to a retreat that started in the basement of her friend's house with only 15 people.
Linda Cardwell described how she, her dear friend, and now her daughter-in-law continue to organize the event together, even with Mrs. Atherton having moved away.
And she had a lot of ideas about the retreat and everything, so she pulled us together to see what ideas that she could float on us and, you know, what we could give back to her. Our first retreat was September the 18th in 2010.
She emphasized how the event brings together women of all ages and from all stages in their faith journeys.
And we implemented, too, that you don't have to go to a church. Just be a woman. Because sometimes with jobs and today's life, you don't have the time or you just can't get to church. But that doesn't mean that you're not a child of God.
By 2016, Women of Faith had outgrown Piney Grove Baptist Church and Lifeline Ministries in Mitchelltown made their worship center available for the large congregation. That was the year Renee Cardwell, Linda's daughter-in-law, joined the retreat.
I was honored to be asked to be the opening speaker that year, which was really different for me because I'd never spoken in front of such a large crowd of people.
While speakers offer personal and individual stories, each retreat has a common theme through it all.
And that's going to be translated different ways with different women. It will come out through our songs and through our messages and through our dances. And we just spend the day praising the Lord as sisters in Christ all together.
Linda added,
and when you come for that day, we hope something is said verbally or in a song or the dance that you take something out there with you that would last and go with you for not only that day, but for a time.
The planned theme this year, Actions Speak Louder Than Words, turns out to be fitting after all. It's a good one to keep in mind while preparing for and responding to extreme weather. While we may be required to retreat for the weekend, each in our own way, rest assured one group of women will begin again, planning and connecting with everyone who will be eager to return to the women's retreat again next year.
It could be months out and I'll have, oh, what's our color going to be this year? Or they don't want to miss out. Or, are we getting ready for the retreat? Yes, ma'am, we're getting ready for the retreat for next year, and it could be months out. But it's something that has really bonded a lot of women in this community, and those who wouldn't necessarily praise together on Sunday mornings, we all get together on this Saturday afternoon and we spend time together. And it has really united a lot of women in this community.
Information about a future Bath County Women of Faith annual retreat is available by talking with Linda or Renee Cardwell and staying tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.